Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
Honor of God's servant and the grace of God upon us. Let us welcome Pastor Bulu of the Revealed Glory Tabernacle. Hallelujah. Pastor, you're welcome.
Hallelujah. You can do better. Hallelujah. Shout your hallelujah at King and Priest. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we bless your name. Thank you for coming to us in this convention. Thank you for yesterday. Thank you for today. Thank you for what you will do tomorrow. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your anointing in the house. Thank you for the yokes you have been breaking since yesterday. Thank you for the stronghold you have been pulling down in our minds. Thank you for transforming us, renewing our mind. Be thou exalted in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that briefly you will speak unto us. Power will back up your word. Signs and wonders will follow. Our soul will be helped tonight. Thank you for the answered prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. And let the church give me a better amen. God bless you. You can sit down. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. I don't know what to say. And I think I am a little bit shy. Praise God. But the Lord will help me tonight. In Jesus' name. I want to appreciate my father in the Lord and his wife, Pastor Sheyi Osonyibi. We celebrate you, sir. Thank you for being there for us. Can we celebrate this man of God? And I also celebrate our father in the Lord too, Pastor Bello and his wife. Thank you very much. We celebrate you, sir. And the pastors, Pastor Dele, Pastor Gidon, and the rest, I celebrate you. And I thank you for the privilege you have given to me to be a blessing to the people of God. I don't take this for granted. I have tried to dodge this assignment. Since the time Pastor told me, I have been thinking, praise God, but I don't know where to hide. It is well with us in Jesus' name. Very briefly, I will not even use up to my time in Jesus' name. Praise God. Glory to God. I will talk from the word. I'm just greeting us from the Bible. So it's not that I'm not the guest minister, I'm just greeting us. Hallelujah. Can you open our Bible to Romans chapter 14, verse 17? Can we have it? Romans chapter 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Daddy helped us so much yesterday about the kingdom. And yesterday Daddy told us the mandate and the vision of God from the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. And I also blessed God for this morning message, Pastor Gidon and our mother in the Lord for helping us. And I will not really talk much about definition of the kingdom, whatever, but there is something I want to pick out from this place. It says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. When I was growing up, and we used to attend children Sunday school class that time, what was one of the things they usually tell us then is that when you are born again, you will eat rice, you will eat dodo in the kingdom of God. I don't know, maybe they told you that kind of stuff. They told me, praise God, that, you know, you better get born again, you better serve God, that when you get to heaven, you know that rice you like eating here, we have plenty of it, and you will eat dodo and things like that. And so we are very happy to say we are going to the kingdom of God. And the purpose of us going to the kingdom of God is because of rice and beans. And you know this kind of mentality grows in our mind to the extent that it becomes stronghold. Praise the Lord. And that is the problem we are facing today in the church. Because we think that the kingdom of God is about things. Are you with me? We think the kingdom of God is about what we eat, what we drink, and what we can use God to get. Praise the Lord. And that has been the preaching and the mandate and the ministry of many people today. Using the kingdom of God as a venue to get things. Are you with me? Now that is why Jesus corrected our mentality in Matthew. I'm still coming back to Romans chapter 14, verse 17. So let's go to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, I will start to read from verse 23, so that we are going to understand it very well. It says, but verse 22, it says, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be what? Shall be full of light. It says, if your eye is single, your body will be full of light. Now, it now says, but if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. Now, from this place, we understand that it takes singleness of eye to get the kingdom. If our eye is evil, we start chasing things and not the kingdom. Praise the Lord. What Jesus is trying to tell us here is that our eyes must be single concerning the kingdom and its righteousness. And if our eyes is evil, then we are not going to focus on the kingdom and its righteousness. What we focus on is other things. Amen. Now, so it takes a singleness of eye to get the kingdom and his what? And his righteousness. Now, it says, but if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. Now, that tells me that we can be in church and our eye is evil. Are you with me? We can be in church and our eye is evil. Once our gaze is shifted from the kingdom of God and its righteousness, our eye becomes evil. Because what we are going to be chasing after is no longer the kingdom and his what? And his righteousness. It's other things. Now it says, full of darkness. It says, if therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that what? Darkness. Now verse 24. Now it now says, no man can do what? Can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other. Now you will now see the essence of the singleness of eye is talking about air. Your eyes must be single concerning God and his kingdom. You cannot serve what? Two masters together. You cannot be serving God
and at the same time be serving what? Other things, mammon. So if you are serving God and at the same time serving other things, the Bible says your eye is what? The Bible says your eye is what? Is evil. So we have many people with evil eye where? In the church. Praise the Lord. Now, as we continue, when you read verse 25, it now says that, therefore, I say unto you, take no what? No thought for your life. Now, when you now go to verse 33, give me verse 33. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his what? And his righteousness. And all these things shall be what? Shall be added unto you. So which means the goal of Jesus is that our eyes must be single concerning the kingdom and his what? And his righteousness. Now, give me that Romans chapter 12, chapter 14, verse 17. Again. It says, for the kingdom of God is not what? Is not meat and what? And drink. So connect it with Matthew. When Jesus says that take no thought of what you will eat, what you will drink, are you with me now? That seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now, that when we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, other things we need will follow us. Amen? Amen. Now, he says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now, when you look at this verse, you find out that it first of all says righteousness and what? Peace and what? Joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. I said amen. Amen. The first thing is what? Is righteousness. There is no way we talk about the kingdom that we will not talk about what? Righteousness. Amen. The righteousness that he's talking about here goes beyond an imputed righteousness. Are you with me? It goes beyond just confessing that I am what? I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. It goes beyond just saying I am righteous, I am righteous, I am righteous. This righteousness that he's talking about here is doing righteousness. Say doing righteousness. Now, you cannot do righteousness if righteousness has not been imputed into your life. Are you with me now? So the essence of inputting righteousness of Christ into our life is so that we will do what? We will do righteousness. Praise God. So we don't stop at saying that I am righteous. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And when they look at our lifestyle does not show that thing we claim to have. Now, so, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but what? Righteousness. Now, that is telling us that any peace and joy we get that is outside the righteousness is deception. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Any righteousness, any peace, and joy that we get outside that righteousness is what? Is a deception. Because you can get joy, they can make you happy from the soulish realm that is not according to the requirement of God. Are you getting what I'm saying now? You can be in church and they can make you happy, which is not in line with the will of God. You can claim, yes, I find joy in that church. I find happiness in that church. Why are you saying you find happiness, you find joy? Because they are deceiving you. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Now, and you can also say you find peace in that place. This peace and joy, you cannot talk about it until you talk about what? Seeking the kingdom and his what? And his righteousness. Now, this righteousness, I am emphasizing on it again, goes beyond the righteousness we claim to have in our spirit. Are you with me now? It's not about that righteousness alone. That righteousness must produce work in us. That is work of righteousness. Now, in the kingdom, what is very important is the work of righteousness. It's not just righteousness by what? By mouth. Are you with me now? Now, when they say the kingdom of God is not in words, but what? In demonstration of the power of God. Part of what you are to demonstrate goes beyond the miraculous, goes beyond the supernatural. It is this righteousness. Do you get what I'm talking about? Now, you know, Pastor Ogi was saying something in the morning that the Israelites were looking for, what they are looking for is glory. It's not miracle. That is true. Because you can get miracle in unrighteousness. But you can't get glory in unrighteousness. Do you get what I'm saying now? The glory of the kingdom is attached to this word, righteousness. Do you get what I've said now? So, and this righteousness is doing what? Righteousness. Praise the Lord. There is glory that is connected with what? With righteousness. That's what I'm saying. You can perform signs and wonders in unrighteousness. That's why Jesus says that they will come to him and tell him that in your name we have done what? We have healed the sick, we have raised the dead, we have cast out what? Demons. And I will say, depart from me, you what? Workers of iniquity, because I don't what? I don't know you. If you are not doing this righteousness, you are workers of what? Of iniquity. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So, you cannot take right, once you take righteousness from the kingdom, you have taken away the power of the kingdom. Are you getting what I'm saying now? The power of the kingdom is what? This righteousness. Amen? And I will show it to us very quickly. The power of the kingdom is righteousness. Daniel says something that they that turn many unto righteousness shall do what? Shall shine forth. Shall shine forever. Because you turn many to what? To righteousness. Can you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I say shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'm coming back to Romans chapter 14 verse 17, but let's read Hebrews chapter 1 verse 8. You will get the understanding of what I'm talking about righteousness. But unto the Son, he said, thy throne, O God, forever and ever, a scepter of what? Say it louder. A scepter of what? Righteousness. He says, the scepter of thy kingdom. Now, verse 9. He says, thou hast done what? Say it louder. Thou hast done what? Thou hast loved righteousness and hated what? Iniquity, wickedness. Therefore, God thy God hath anointed thee with the oil of what? Of gladness above thy fellow. If the king of the kingdom is a lover of righteousness, how much more us? Are you getting what I'm saying now? He says, thou hast loved righteousness. Now, give me, and if you have NLT, verse 8 of that, if you have NLT version. He says, but to the Son, is this NLT? Verse 8. He says, but to the Son, your throne, O God, endures forever. You rule with a scepter of what? Of justice. I'm not sure the NLT I'm talking about use that. Your power is righteousness. If you can get me that version, it says that scepter, instead of using scepter, it says power is what? Is righteousness. Amen. Now this is the point I am making. This righteousness we are talking about is the righteousness that we are to do. We are to walk. But we can't walk it if our nature has not been changed. Now, because our nature is changed, that is why we can do righteousness. That is why all this teaching that talks about once you are saved, you are forever saved. It does not matter what you do. It does not matter how you live. It does not stand. It's an heresy. You don't need to believe that. Because you must do, you have been imputed, righteousness has been imputed on you to walk righteousness. Are you with me now? So you must be lover of righteousness. If you are not doing righteousness, glory is far from you. Are you with me now? Now, you can demonstrate gifts. You can perform miracles. You can do signs and wonders. But if you are not doing righteous, because you must not equate glory with miracle, with signs and wonders. Glory supersedes that. You know, devil can perform miracles, right? Devil can perform signs and wonders. But what devil cannot do is devil cannot live right. Are you with me now? Devil cannot live right, and we have been given this righteousness. Now that tells us that in this kingdom, as righteousness is our power, we are to show the world how to do things right. The world is not our role model. Are you with me now? We are not to copy the world. We are not to learn the way they do things in the world. They are to learn from us. By the way we live. By our life. By our lifestyle. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. So it's not only about words. It's about the work of what? Of righteousness. So one of the ways to show that the kingdom of God has already come unto us is by showing this kind of righteousness. Hallelujah. So that's why it says the kingdom of God is not in meat or drink, but what? Righteousness, joy, and what? And peace in what? In the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Now give me 1 John chapter 2, verse 28. 1 John chapter 2, verse 28. It says, "And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming." Verse 29. It says, "If ye know that he is what? If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth what?" Do you see doing righteousness here? "Anyone that doeth what? Righteousness is what? Born of him." How do we know you are born of him? Again, say it louder. How do we know you are born of him? By doing righteousness. Hallelujah. So we must do this righteousness. You know, I posted something on Facebook and someone was trying to argue with me and say that all the righteousness that we are talking about is what Christ has done for us. There is nothing we should do. There is nothing we should do. There is not, everything is done in Christ. Amen. But here we see that ye know that everyone that what? Doeth what? Righteousness is what? Born of him. This grace of God that we are talking about helps us to do what? Righteousness. He says that the grace of God has appeared to all what? Men. Amen? Now, give me that place. Titus chapter 2. It says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men." Yes? Teaching us. Now, when you go to verse 11, it says, "That grace has appeared to all men." Grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. That grace has brought us salvation, and it didn't stop there. You are not just saved to go to heaven. Are you with me now? You are saved so that you are going to learn the principle of the kingdom and live it here. Are you with me now? So one of the things we say that when we get born again, we say, heaven at last. The truth is that it's not heaven at last. When you get saved, it's heaven at first. Heaven came unto you. Do you get what I'm saying now? So because heaven has come unto you, you now need to learn the principle of that kingdom you are born into. Now, if you don't learn the principle of that kingdom you are born into, it's going to be as if you are, nothing has happened in your life. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So it says, teaching us that, it now goes further, that this grace we are talking about is a teacher. So grace is a teacher. Now, how many of you are taught, how many of you are taught three times three in primary school? Now, the way they taught me 2 times 2 is that when I'm coming to school, I cram it. Because that is the first thing we recite. And if we don't get it, the teacher will beat us. Now, we thought that the teacher is wicked that time. But now we know that he has done us more good. He has not even done us harm at all. The same thing is the grace. Grace is a teacher. Grace can discipline you. Grace can correct you. Grace can punish you. Because you are a true son. Are you getting what I'm saying now? If you are not a son, grace will not bother to correct you. Why grace work in your life is because you are son. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Because he's a teacher. He teaches us to deny what? And what? Worldly lust. That we should live what? Soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Who is a graceful person? A graceful person is the one that denies what? Ungodliness, worldly lust, living soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. This is how to influence the world. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Now, the essence of all the teachings we are hearing, the messages we are hearing, it's not just to cram our head with knowledge. We are to go back to our campus. We are to go back to our hostel. We are to go back to our villa and show this righteousness. Are you with me now? It's not just to say, how is that convention? Convention in Legon. Legon, Soro. Legon, Gidi. The body bunch in Jaref. And that ref is not revealed in your lifestyle. That ref must be shown in your lifestyle. Are you getting what I'm saying now? It's not until you share, you open your mouth and share big thing. When they see your life, they must receive the gospel. Are you getting what I'm saying now? As I round up finally, Paul talks about the gospel of God. He talks about the gospel of Christ. And he talks about my gospel. He started from where? The gospel of God. To the gospel of Christ. To my gospel. When he says my gospel, it's not another gospel. He is saying that this gospel of Christ has become life in me. I am embodiment of that gospel. Anywhere I enter, I don't have to open my mouth. The gospel is being preached. And that is the essence of the kingdom. We must learn to influence our realm of influence with what? With this gospel. Anywhere we get to. That's why we have the ministry of the pastor, the apostle, the bishop. They are not just to gather us together for gathering's sake. They are to train us to do this righteousness. Are you blessed tonight? I say, are you blessed tonight? And I pray the Lord will help us in this convention in Jesus' name. Thank you very much. God bless you.
You've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.
Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoyeth the Spirit.